Moncrief on News Talk.
Making babies isn't always fun, because if you've made the decision to try for a child, you're suddenly constrained by having to get down to business on certain dates, even certain times. It can reduce a pleasurable activity to something functional. So is there a way to make it feel like proper sex? Helena Tuberty is a fertility coach. Helena, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How lovely to be back with you.
Is it the case, and is there evidence of this effect, that if you're just having sex for fun, you're actually probably more likely to conceive than if you're doing it in the quick, get up to the bedroom right now way?
I guess there's a big difference between recreational sex that you have in the early days of a relationship to baby-making sex, which becomes quite a chore, you know, posted on the fridge, we're on tonight, using the fertile window. So yeah, it can become a huge issue, particularly for guys. And you'll see the use of Viagra, Cialis, all of that kind of thing, because the fertile window, the pressure, that 4, 5, 6 days, and then there's nothing for the rest of the month because everybody's wrecked, knackered, exhausted and fed up. So that is the big issue, really.
Yeah. But if you're kind of generally more relaxed about it, does that increase your chances of conceiving?
Oh, you heretic. You've just said the relax word. Never. Being relaxed really has nothing to do with it. You can have a quickie sex is marvelous where people are trying to conceive a second time. So, the sense of being all relaxed, rose petals up to the four-poster bed after a fabulous meal isn't totally necessary. But, you know, perfunctory sex, you're kind of talking more into orgasm territory here. Orgasms are really valuable and they don't necessarily have to be sort of the mutual cosmopolitan magazine types. Orgasms help perfusion both of men's pelvic floors and penile function. They help with the perfusion to the uterus, to the endometrial lining, to the ovaries. So, it is a very important mechanism that should not be left out of the equation. Unfortunately, in the baby-making business, it really does tend to get sidelined with very good reason, because the stress is enormous. The costs are huge. The timing, another month going by, another IVF cycle. It's really difficult.
Yeah. So you should be really having this functional sex, but trying not to think of it as functional sex, but you can't not but think of it as functional sex.
Something along those lines, I guess, you know, the sense of IVF thieves a lot from people. Freedom, you know, can we go to this wedding? Can we afford a holiday? Will we be pregnant so we can't book this, that or the other, go for a promotion? So I guess the idea of being a little feisty and reactionary, which we Irish are really good at, in the sense of, right, they're not going to thieve the sex life that we've worked hard for, we've maintained, we've developed and grown together. And that, you know, yes, you can do it in a sort of, balancing on a knife edge, that you have, yes, this is the serious, you know, ultimate baby-making time, the fertile window, but we will continue and have recreational sex and we will do all the other stuff. I mean, I like to jump in upstream with my clients a little bit more, and it's like, well, you know, sex when it's working well is 10% of a relationship. It goes down, you know, it goes right up to 80% when it's not working. So, you know, the benefits obviously are massive, you know, emotional closeness, hormone production. So you're actually helping fertility by having decent sex. So if it can be scheduled that it might be pleasure for just one partner, think kind of slightly teenage sex, bring your mind way, way back there, Sean. it doesn't necessarily have to be a weekend away. Some people kind of feel we'll take a break, but in taking a break sometimes, they're coming back to the same old, and they haven't addressed the issue. So the idea that sex is, shall we say, with our Scandinavian and our German and our Central European neighbours, it is much more functional anyway. You know, you eat, you shower, you go to the loo, you get fresh air, you exercise, and you have sex far more frequently than the once a week after 10 pints feeling that used to be a little bit traditional here. Mm. So it does have to be managed. And the idea of, everybody thinks, oh, the spontaneity's gone, Helena. It's like, gosh, it's not the way it used to be. And it's like, yeah, you get about 2 years of being rabid and then nature kind of smiles and sneers. And it's like, there you go. Yeah. You've heard of pennies in the jar, miraculous medals in the jar. And, you know, for the first 2 years, if you put in a medal or a coin every time you have sex, And then after the 2 years, you start taking them out. Apparently, and sadly, I've not tested this. If you were to take one out, you'd never actually empty the jar, which is really sad. So I guess, you know, the idea of realizing that the pleasure and the play, sex is play for adults. And, you know, the absurdity, the fun and the laughter, that is so good for your fertility profile. And, you know, the when you think of spontaneity in the early days of sex, I mean, everybody spontaneously had, you know, fresh sheets on the bed, laundry cleared up, you know, hidden in wardrobes, spontaneously shaved or waxed their legs or put on fake tan, spontaneously had matching lingerie on. So the sense that, you know, the spontaneity was probably more fun, but you still have to do it. And you want your kids to grow up in a happy house where mum and dad get on well, can relieve stress and tension and have a little frisson of something going on. It makes for a very healthy household. And that is really what most couples are aiming for here, isn't it?
Yeah, well, of course. But when they're in that conception window, is there anything they can do to at least reduce the tension around it?
Well, certainly that is a major aspect of my work. I use hypnotherapy. So it is, you know, bringing down the anxiety and reconstituting the flames of desire, the comfort, the fun, the friendliness, the bonding, and valuing it and being able to get into that zone. It's like, you know, if you're in the driving zone and you're really focused on a motorway driving really smoothly and well, and some idiot phones you or somebody starts yapping, you kind of, you might even miss a turn off. And it's the same thing. You need to be in that zone to switch off from who's taking out the bins or not taking out the bins or, you know, the household finances or something. So to be able to move into that zone is really, really important. It's harder for people who have a child already because they're tired, they're not eating as well, they don't have as much time. It's a really busy pressure time. And this makes, you know, conceiving a second child perhaps sometimes a surprise that it can be so difficult to do when it happens so easily first time around. And I guess the other thing is that, you know, sex and fertility, we're talking about the canary in the coal mine. 47% of men are more likely to die before women or die prematurely. So the canary in the coal mine, if guys are finding sexual activity is a stress or a strain or, you know, things aren't functioning as they should, that is an indicator that, yes, there may be stress and anxiety, but there may be something else going on, some cardiac issue. So it is really good to know what your normal is, what takes you out of that, and then to take steps to really bring it back. Even simple things like becoming a massage expert. You know, there's plenty of stuff on YouTube, how to massage feet, how to do a good back massage, to do it generously and well. To physically connect is really, really important. You know, to kind of play games. I mean, you don't necessarily need to convert your seller just yet, but whatever floats your boat, the fun and the play aspects, you know, it can be very brief dates as such. We're talking coffee, tea. We're talking, you know, the little picnic in the car type of thing. It doesn't have to be viciously expensive when, you know, pennies are scarce. But that connection with each other, the odd flirty text that doesn't get you sacked from work, you know, whatever you can do to realize this is the person I'm choosing to be with. This is the person I really could not get enough of in the beginning. And nobody's going to take that away from me. And it's keeping that part of your life. Because when you have kids, you have to do, you have to be even more creative to maintain that. And it's worth doing.
Helena Tuberty is a fertility coach. Helena, thanks a million.
Thank you so much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.